Let's talk all things Heart of West Michigan United Way, doing great things, partnering in our community. We like to get the word out that life is happening, and for those less fortunate, United Way and partners do come to the rescue. So let's talk about the housing crisis. Fulton Manor involved as well. Emily Schichtel, good morning to you on behalf of the United Way.
Good morning.
Courtney Myers-Keaton, appreciate you as well.
Thank you. Good morning.
You're welcome to you. And you, Lisa Cruden, Director of Family Services. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Get to you, yes. Emily, thank you. On behalf of United Way, affordable housing, huge issue right now. If I'm correct in that statement, many families, I trust, paying high percentages of their income on housing. What's United Way doing to address?
Yeah, United Way is investing more than $1.2 million into the housing area, which is actually our largest investment area. Our funding addresses both short-term emergency needs, including emergency shelter, homelessness prevention assistance, and legal assistance, as well as some long-term solutions like permanent housing supports, affordable housing solutions, and asset development as well.
West Michigan is facing a housing crisis right now, says my statement. Nod your head if that's true, according to your lives in the trenches. So Courtney Myers-Keaton, coordinator for the Coalition to End Homelessness, with us to give a little background on how, we got to this point. Courtney.
Yeah, there are simply just not enough affordable housing options right now, and we have families who are homeless and have nowhere to go. Rent has gone up, wages aren't increasing. From 2010 to 2015 in Grand Rapids, median rent actually increased 33%, but median household income only rose 5%. And we know that about one in five households are spending about more than 35% of their income on housing, according to the City of Grand Rapids Housing Great Housing Strategies. We hear stories time and time again about families who are working full time and are able to pay for their basic needs, but then their rental unit gets sold out from under them, and the new landlord will raise their rent by $100, $200, or even $300 a month. They try to make it work by cutting it in other areas, but they just can't keep up. And, you know, it's not as simple as just moving. Moving is expensive, with first and last month's rent, application fees, security deposits, etc. Families just do not have enough money to save up to afford all of this.
So the question is, what happens when a family finds themselves homeless?
Yeah, some will try to find family or friends to stay with, but that's not often a sustainable solution. Others will stay in a motel. That's not cost effective. It's also not the best environment for children. After a family has exhausted their options, they will call 211, a United Way funded program, for a referral to the Housing Assessment Program, which is located at Salvation Army. The families will then be referred to a housing assistance program or emergency shelter. This is problematic because we just do not have enough shelter spaces for families in our area. There's only about 35 available units in emergency shelter for families, and that fluctuates. But as of November, there were 103 families on that wait list for shelter. So we know that there's lots of families who aren't going to be able to get into that space and are left with nowhere to go. This problem became a public crisis in late 2018 when funding that had been used to temporarily place families in motels was no longer available. This left families with already limited resources and capacity scrambling to find another solution. So a coalition of local agencies responded by establishing the Emergency Family Shelter Task Force, which then resulted in a partnership to develop the Fulton Manor Project.
So I want to bring you in then, Lisa Cruden, Director of Family Services from Family Promise. Tell us more about this project.
Yeah, so Fulton Manor is a facility at Holland Home where we have been able to secure a one-year lease to be able to provide emergency shelter for families with kiddos. It's a collaboration, as Courtney has mentioned, that between Family Promise and United Way and Degage and ICCF, Salvation Army, and the Coalition together. We came together to find out what is a solution for families for the short term, for those 100-plus families that are in need of shelter. And we are able to have this, you know, really short-term opportunity to provide shelter for families. While they're there, families will be able to come in, have their basic needs really cared for, have a safe place to be able to be for a period of time, and receive the support services that they can use to be that springboard for them to help them identify their next permanent housing solution. You know, with the goal of every family that needs shelter being able to be offered shelter so that their kids and themselves have a safe place to be, and that we can focus on finding long-term housing. housing solutions for them when they exit that space.
Is Family Promise still using other partners such as local churches and more to assist?
We will definitely continue to be operating our other shelter programs that does, you know, utilize the local congregations, and then we'll be using those congregations for volunteers. I think it's going to take all, it's a community effort. Yes.
And back to you, Courtney, the Coalition to End Homelessness, there are many that make up this coalition.
So we have a lot of partners. Generally, any agency that provides services to homeless people in the Kent County area participates in our coalition. Part of the Fulton Manor Shelter, though, is a really big collaboration between Family Promise, Degage, Inner City Christian Fellowship, Mel Trotter Ministries, and the Salvation Army as well.
So let's start with the, well, let's get the action items out. What do we do to help? You want to start with, start with you, Lise.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways that you're going to be able to help. We're going to need, it's a community effort. If there's opportunities for you feel able to make a financial donation that we would be able to use to help take care of basic needs for families, from everything from toiletries on up, any financial assistance would be able to help with those in-kind donations. If you are able to make and have an opportunity to, again, provide those basic care items, we would love to have that, have you partner along with side of us doing to provide those needs for families, which you can do through the Heart of West Michigan United Way. They have a link on their website that can direct you right to ways to make a financial or an in-kind. Or another really important area to help is going to be in the use of volunteers. It's going to be a community effort. There's going to be opportunities for families to volunteers to come in and play with kiddos, to help serve food, to just be present in that space, to walk alongside of the work that's going along with the families there.
How do we find out more about Family Promise?
To find out about Family Promise, you can go to our website, familypromisegr.org.
Great. And how do we follow up with you if we need on your needs regarding the coalition, Courtney?
Yes, you can look at our website at www.endhomelessnesskent.org, and we have some information available there as well. You know, a lot of what we're looking for are more partner agencies to get involved to look at the systemic process of how we can end homelessness in our area.
Yes. Emily Schichtel, leave us with your final closing thoughts.
Absolutely. As Grand Rapids continues to grow and change, we really want to keep our focus on the families and the individuals who are affected most by the rising housing costs. We believe every family member and every person should have safe, stable housing that fits their budget. So that's why we're going to continue investing into both short-term programs like the emergency shelter at Fulton Manor to address those immediate needs, as well as look at long-term strategies for families, including home ownership programs at Habitat for Humanity and ICCF, as well as eviction prevention through organizations like the Urban League.
All right, Dan, to find out more about the Heart of West Michigan United Way?
I also will recommend visiting our website, which is hwmuw.org. And as Lisa mentioned, we do have a special fund set up, so feel free to check that out.
Great. Thank you all. Again, talking about how the Heart of West Michigan United Way and its partners are involved in our community in this such that the topic of housing crisis in Fulton Manor is very important. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.